BBC News with Neil Nunes. European scientists say the Philae probe has achieved significant results since becoming the first spacecraft to land on a comet, but there are concerns about how long it'll be able to continue its mission. The probe's main battery runs out in a matter of days, and its solar panels aren't working well because it's lying in a shadow. But the landing manager, Stefan Ulamek, told reporters the solar panels could wake up the probe as the comet gets closer to the sun.
Even if we think the mission ends because the first sequence may end and the battery are low, the lander is not necessarily dead. I mean, it will go into kind of a hibernation mode when it chills down, and it's programmed in a way that whenever it gets sun, this power generated from the sun will be used to warm up the compartment, warm up the batteries, and then start charging the batteries.
A FIFA inquiry into alleged corruption over bidding for the 2018 and 2022 Football World Cup tournaments has descended into disarray. In its report, FIFA judged that there was little evidence of allegations of vote buying by Qatar or that Russia's successful bid to host the tournament had been corrupt. But Michael Garcia, the U.S. attorney who carried out the investigation, said his findings had been misrepresented. Richard Conway has more.
Its independent ethics investigator, the American lawyer Michael Garcia, says the report based on his corruption inquiry is materially incomplete and has erroneous representations of the facts and his conclusions. The report cleared Qatar and Russia of any wrongdoing, but with Michael Garcia now openly questioning how his findings have been represented, FIFA's credibility and that of this latest report have been dealt a heavy blow.
The Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has lifted the state of emergency imposed over the Ebola outbreak in the country. Mrs. Johnson Sirleaf said it was a sign of the progress the country had made. The head of the UN mission on Ebola, Tony Banbury, has called for a more flexible approach to fighting the disease.
Ebola is a fearsome enemy, and we will not win by chasing it. We must get ahead of it. First, we need much greater geographic dispersion of our interventions. Secondly, we need much greater mobility and a rapid response capability.
The U.S. Secretary of State says Israeli and Jordanian leaders have agreed with him on steps aimed at lowering tensions between Israelis and the Palestinians. John Kerry said he had received firm commitments that the status quo of Muslim holy sites in Jerusalem will not be changed. Palestinians did not take part in the talks. A dispute over access for prayers to the Al-Aqsa compound in Jerusalem, also known as Temple Mount, has led to an outbreak of violence. World News from the BBC. The authorities in Nigeria say the army has retaken the town of Mubi from Boko Haram militants. The militants seized it at the end of last month, renaming it Madinatul Islam, or City of Islam. Residents said it was retaken with the help of about 200 traditional hunters. Islamic State militants have released an audio recording purporting to be of its leader. It comes days after a U.S. airstrike on jihadists in Iraq sparked rumors that Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi had been wounded or killed. Here's Sebastian Usher.
The tone of the 17-minute audio is characteristically defiant and incendiary, saying the US-led offensive against IS is failing and calling for jihad across the Arab world. But the key questions it raises are whether it actually is the IS leader and when it was recorded. The cadences and language certainly sound like Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. As for when it was recorded, there are details that suggest that it was made since last Friday's airstrike. These include references to extra troops that President Obama is sending to Iraq and new pledges of allegiance from jihadist groups in Libya, Egypt and Yemen.
U.S. military chiefs say the three-month campaign against Islamic State militants is making progress, but they warn that Washington and its coalition partners were facing a long and difficult struggle. The Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said the Islamists' advance had been stalled and in some cases reversed, even if they still wielded influence over a broad swathe of Iraq and Syria. The very first record ever cut by Elvis Presley is to be auctioned early next year at his former home, Graceland. The disc, titled My Happiness and That's When Your Heartaches Begin, was recorded by Elvis at Sun Studios in Memphis when he was 18 years old. He paid $4 for the session, took the acetate recordings to a friend's house to listen to his voice, and left them there. No estimate has been placed on the disc. BBC World News.